Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Melissa.
What's hot and trending?
The FBI raids Trump's home in Florida. Mayor Wu extends the heat emergency. And the passing of the legendary Pink Lady. In the juice, Kanye celebrates the death of Pete Davidson and puts Pete in therapy at the same time. And Leroy has sports.
Yeah, Red Sox games will never sound the same. Plus, the word out of Gillette isn't good.
But first, the FBI executed a search warrant yesterday at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, as part of an investigation into the handling of presidential documents, including classified documents that may have been brought there, according to reports. The former president released a statement calling the search an assault and complained that the agents had broken into his safe. No word what was retrieved from the raid, and the FBI declined to comment. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu extended the city's current heat emergency through today due to high heat and humidity. Can we just stop for a second? I thought this was supposed to end Sunday. Then they extended it through yesterday. So I woke up this morning thinking, all right, we're done. No, we're not done. Going to be 95 plus again today. Boston has now reached a high temperature of at least 95 for four straight days. And the Boston Centers for Youth and Families has 16 cooling centers open till 5 o'clock today. And you can find the location of each of those centers on the Get Up Crew Facebook page.
You know, I sense some anger.
I'm pissed.
Melissa.
I am so over this heat. You
Jesus
guys have
God
no
damn
idea.
Tap dancing.
I want fall.
Emotional
so
damage.
Bad. Bring football, scarves, boots,
oh my God,
sweaters.
Ugh.
Bring it. Wood-burning stoves. Bring it all.
Wood-burning
like,
stoves.
Not a stove. Wood-burning fireplace, whatever. Bring it all.
No,
I'm so sick
thing,
of this
like,
crap.
Right, you don't have that.
I don't. But I love the smell. Like, when you're walking around outside, you know, and the smell of, like, burning leaves right. And, like,
no,
burning
I like
stuff.
Burning charcoal.
And a grill.
Grills, yeah.
You can still grill in the fall. Some people still grill in the winter. And singer, songwriter, and actress Olivia Newton-John, a four-time Grammy winner and star of the beloved movie musical Grease, has passed away. Her husband, John, broke the news yesterday via Olivia's social media platforms that she had originally been diagnosed with breast cancer back in 1992, again in 2013, but didn't publicly announce it had come back until May of 2017. Olivia is survived by her daughter and husband, who's asking for donations in her name to be made to her foundation, onjfoundationfund.org. Olivia Newton-John was 73 years old. And can we just put out there a little fun fact I found out about Leroy about 20 minutes ago? Can you want to tell everybody what you told me?
Yeah, I've never seen the movie. Never.
Never
watched
Grease.
It. Not one time.
And I do understand. I do. Like, listen, I get
There's
it.
There's no black people in Grease. Why would you watch that?
I know. And I do get that because there really isn't. But it is a classic. Like, Grease is one of those. I don't know. I can't explain it. It just.
All I know.
I can't. There's really no words for the movie.
Is the end. When I saw them driving off and the cars going like to the heavens.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's the worst part of the movie. They should have taken that last 30 seconds out when they're like in the car and it's flying away. That was so stupid.
Other than that, it's really realistic that every time they walk into a different room, they just break out in song. That you know what the people say?
We come together,
there's like a conspiracy like theory that either her or him, one of them was dead. And that's why the movie ended that way. That it was all like
a dead
person's fantasy. Yeah. You know what's crazy? Speaking of dead, she has a husband. Not the one, obviously, that it was. She had a husband who like disappeared.
Yes, at sea.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Just disappeared.
I remember
Never
that.
Never found him. People were speculating that he like wanted to leave her or something.
Yes.
And like pretended to
I remember that.
Disappear.
Oh,
yeah.
That was crazy.
Nuts.
In the juice, Fat Joe coming to Ashanti's defense after comments made by Irv Gotti on the Drink Champs podcast. Now, in case you missed it, Irv and Ja Rule appeared on the podcast. Talk about the Murder, Inc. documentary, among other things. And Irv talked about his sexual relationship with Ashanti, revealing that she had written her song Happy right
I've
after
had some kinky sex.
One of their sex romps. Irv then went off about their relationship, saying some pretty disrespectful things, which didn't sit well with many people, including Fat Joe.
Whatever Irv has with Ashanti is 20 years old, right? And so I know he was making some points that mean a lot to him, his heart and soul. But when you keep ranting about somebody 20 years later, it felt like he's not over the young lady.
It felt like?
Yep.
He's not over her.
And by the way, we are supposed to be talking to Irv Gotti possibly tomorrow, but we'll let you guys know when that happens because you know we're going to ask him about it. Fetty Wap was arrested yesterday after violating the conditions of his pretrial release by making death threats during a FaceTime call in December of 2021. The unidentified man was on a FaceTime with Fetty Wap, and Fetty Wap started waving a gun at him, calling him a rat, saying, "I'm going to kill you and everyone who's with you." And now you can't be doing all that when you're on probation for a federal drug charge. So he's now in jail, and he has to be there and wait there until his trial.
He threatened somebody to FaceTime.
Yeah. I mean, and Kim Kardashian is pissed at her soon-to-be ex-husband's pettiness. Yesterday morning, Kanye celebrated Kim and Pete Davidson's breakup with a post that read, "Skeet Davidson, dead at 28. And word is, Kim was pissed. According to a source, Kim will not tolerate someone she cares about being treated that way, and she demanded he take it down, which he did. Kanye did take the post down, and by the way, too, word is Pete Davidson is now in trauma therapy because of Kanye's threats.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Just a matter of time before Kanye comes on Instagram.
And I'm honestly, like, I'm sorry to everybody. Nah. I'm sorry to the people who heard it.
If Kim makes them, he wants her back.
To everybody.
They're going to get back together. Man. It's going to be so stupid.
And I'm so sorry.
What about your mom?
All the times I made my mom cry. I'm sorry to, like, all the girls who heart I broke.
Oh, thank you, Kanye.
I kind of do want them to get back together now. I don't know why. Maybe just because I like the entertainment. I don't know. I do want them to get back together, but we'll see. Here is Leroy with sports.
All right, Hall of Fame pitcher and Sox broadcaster Dennis Eckersley is stepping away from the mic at the end of the season. The reason why, he wants to be around his grandkids and his family.
That's not why.
Yes, it is.
He's sick of watching the Red Sox lose. He's sick of saying this.
Oh, no. We suck again.
Look, the Red Sox, think about how bad. Red Sox, you should be ashamed of yourself. You made a legend retire because he's disgusting. You made him hate baseball. That's all. He's known for his entire life, and he's so disgusted. He's like, I'd rather just watch my grandkids run around the yard.
Yeah, and I just want to let people who claim to love sports, I tweeted this yesterday. The same way it's easy to understand that Eckersley is retiring so he can spend time with his family is the same understanding people need to have when athletes miss a big game for the birth of their child. I don't want to hear that argument anymore.
The man's a legend. He kept that little boy haircut. He rocked it until the end.
Amazing.
He's like, give me bangs, please. Right over my eyes so they bother me.
All right. The Bruins were busy making moves yesterday, including signing both Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci to one-year deals. I asked producer Aaron, who is a Bruins fan to the core, how he feels about it. And to sum things up, he said with the anger of about a million Tasmanian devils, "I'll watch, but from afar." He's not happy about it, and apparently a lot of Bruins fans aren't. Vince Wilfork's Patriots Hall of Fame induction ceremony will happen September 24th. And the word out of Pat's training camp yesterday was that the defense destroyed the offense and that the offense looks very confused. The Pats' final practice before their preseason starts happens this afternoon at 4. Sox Braves tonight at 7:10, and that's your sports.
Get your tissues ready, because I'm leaving you with some good news. I know that sounds weird, but just listen. Bruce Carrier of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is one happy and proud grandfather. Last week, Carrier's grandson, Felix, presented him with the game ball after hitting his very first home run. In the viral video posted by Felix's mom, the boy approaches Carrier, who he calls Papa, and says, "So you know I got two home runs, right? I signed the ball for you, and it says, Papa, I love you.
You know I got two home runs,
you
right?
Two jacks.
And then my grand slam, I signed the ball for you.
Okay. And it says, this?
And it says, Papa, I love you.
Why did you do that?
Because you taught me everything about baseball.
Oh, honey. That was so sweet. I put it right on my hooker. That was so good.
Okay, now I'm sorry.
Too early.
I'm sorry. that's good.
That's good.
Of course, he asked this the grandson, you know, why'd you do this for me? And he said, because you taught me everything about baseball. Felix has been playing baseball since he was 4. Grandpa Carrier has always played an integral part of his life, and we do have that viral video if you want to see it on the Get Up Crew Facebook page. It is a tearjerker. I knew you guys would appreciate that. And that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.